Alrighty, folks, I'm going on a unique topic tonight. Today, it's 1:47 p.m. on the 10th of December. I have to leave, get ready for work soon, so I'll make this brief. I'm going to talk about, not to rhyme, but belief. So, belief is a unique thing. The Encyclopedia Britannica, which is pretty reputable for this kind of stuff, describes belief as a mental attitude of acceptance or assent towards a proposition without the full intellectual knowledge required to guarantee its truth. Okay, so that is a mental attitude of acceptance or assent towards a proposition without the full intellectual knowledge required to guarantee its truth. So, let's take that into consideration. I'm not talking about religion here. Religion is a whole different type of belief. Organized religion, that is. Now, I myself am spiritual. I believe there is a spirit of the universe because it's convenient for me. It's convenient for me to believe that what I've learned, that there is some kind of energy that guides us and shows us the signs from what I've heard and read and understood through my own life. There are signs we see all the time, and I can't guarantee this, though. I can't guarantee this, but I believe it. There's no guarantee. Belief is agnostic. Like, you can't actually say yes or no to it. You just believe it. Like, it's beyond a reasonable truth. It goes beyond a reasonable truth. This is a tough one for me. So I'm trying to grasp this myself as I'm speaking here. So bear with me, okay? So I believe that everything that's happened in my life has happened for a reason. Yes, I do. Because I would not be where I am without it. Therefore, it has reason, it has purpose, it has meaning to it. Because I would not be the person I am today without certain events in my life, good and bad, sorrow and joy. If my father had not passed, I would not have become an alcoholic. If I had not become an alcoholic, I wouldn't have gone to rehab in 2019 of August. And if I hadn't gone to rehab in 2019 of August because my girlfriend was going to bring up me, because I didn't want to be alone and I needed childcare, then I would not have had the epiphany that I had. At that moment, at least. I don't know. There's no guarantee of any of this. There is no guarantees in life. There are no guarantees. Life is uncertain. So, some people believe in fate. Some people believe in random chance. Chance happenings. There are all kinds of different beliefs on this. I don't know what I believe there. I'm still stuck on that one. I think that life follows a pattern that is not pre-decided. I don't think that life follows a set timeline, a set rule for everybody that this is going to happen no matter what. I believe that random acts of chance will change your fate every day. So today I walked to the grocery store and back to pick up vodka, and I also at the same time bought SpaghettiOs. I would not have had a proper lunch had I not gone to get vodka, okay? Now, that's very minor. That's almost minuscule. It doesn't even matter. Okay, so however, though, that by doing that caused me to have a conversation with a certain person that I did not find enlightening, but I felt was meaningful in some way because it did spark communication between me and another. I also talked to my mother on the way. And I have some things to say to her regarding her situation that I'm worried about her. Very worried. I need to call her back. But I'm recording right now. And I think maybe it's good that I record right now and I wait, because I would wait another 5 minutes to call her back. Sometimes I just have feelings, okay? Sometimes I just feel this vibe, this energy that tells me to do something or tells me not to do something. And sometimes I follow it, sometimes I don't. And I think that, like, I believe that the universe sends us signs and signals, and you have to listen to those signals. My impulse is to call a certain person right now, call several people right now, but I choose not to because I feel that right now, isolation, as morbid as it sounds, is probably the best idea for me. Why? I don't know. I feel, it's a feeling, okay? Like, we do all these small things throughout our lives that are seemingly inconsequential and insignificant, and I think that many of these small things have more significance to our lives than we realize. Like, if you live in New York City, why would one taxi cab pick you up and not another? What if you've gotten in the wrong taxi cab and that car got into an accident? Random acts of chance can change and determine our fate. I don't know. Like, So I know one thing, and that is that I know nothing. I don't know shit, and I am nobody in the whole realm of the planet Earth. I am nobody. I am here, and that is the best I can do. I am here to do my best. All we can do is be here to do our best. There are many people out there these days that, famous people, actors and stuff that have gotten older, and they are telling us their wisdom. And these are people that have had much more eventful lives than we have. And I don't think that jealousy should play any part in this. You should not be like, oh, this person has fame and I don't. Me personally, I don't want fame. I'd rather be under the radar. If I were to have any fame, it'd be like, I would be unrecognized. I'd make the money, but, you know, I don't have my name out there too much. I like to be under the radar, but I'm glad that if anybody listens to this podcast, I hope it helps you. Like, I hope that I have some proper insight to give here. I hope that I can actually do something to change your life and change the world around you. I probably won't, but maybe I can change your mindset just for a moment. Change your mindset just for a brief moment, and then when it comes into play, you'll remember this. What I have to say about these things. Because, listen, my life isn't easy, but I learned something called terminal uniqueness today. My life isn't easy, but it isn't any different than anybody else's. My struggles are not any less or worse than anybody else's struggles. We all experience trauma differently. We all experience fate differently. So what might affect one person and they can easily work through it might be the destruction of another. Like, people don't understand why I struggle so hard with loneliness when I'm single. I don't understand why I struggle so hard with loneliness when I'm single. I just do, okay? It just is, okay? And I do accept that, like, but I can work through it. I can work on it by trying to be an individual, not terminally unique, which is basically, it means that I will never accept any help because I believe that I am beyond it in some way or form, basically, is what I'm getting at. It's what I'm understanding from what I'm reading here, is that terminally unique means that I believe that my situation is so different, so unique from everybody else's that nobody can help me understand it. And the thing is that most people don't seem to understand it, so I'm on the verge of that. I feel like I am, and it scares me. I feel like I'm on the verge of being terminally unique because nobody seems to comprehend what I'm going through. But I have had people that have come close to it that may not have exactly spoken up enough or used the right words to show me that they completely identify with me. I'm asking for people for empathy, and I'm asking the universe for empathy. I'm asking, universe, please give me empathy. And I'm receiving it from certain people in small doses. I don't want a massive dose because when I get that, I get attached. And I want a relationship so bad right now. I want one. I want to get back with my ex. I want a new relationship. I don't know what I want. I know that I want connection. I know beyond a reasonable doubt that I want connection. But I think that isolating might also be good for me. So you keep using these terms, believe, think. I think and I believe and I don't know. Those are the three things that I'm using here. I think some things, I know some things, I don't know some things, and I believe some things. I believe that my mother loves me. I believe that Matthew still has feelings for me. I believe that my former best friend, Nicole, still wishes that we were close friends again. I know that I'm sitting at my computer desk. I know that it is 1:56 p.m. and that in 45 minutes from now, I need to leave for work, tops. I'll probably be late, I usually am. I know that, I think I'll procrastinate and I might be late. I think that my cats will be pissed if I don't give them more wet food before I go to work. And I don't know what my best friends are doing right now. I don't know what Damien in Australia is doing. I don't know if my power will go out while I'm at work because of some random glitch in the system, or maybe I don't have any disconnect notice, so I know that I won't get disconnected from financial reasons. I don't know what's going to happen at work tonight. I have no idea what's going to happen at work tonight. I think it's going to be a busy night, but I don't know. I believe I will do my best. I have a belief that I will do my best because I always do, because I know myself that well. How's that? As far as belief, knowledge, lack of thinking, that's my take on it. These are my words, my takes, my understanding of it all. Take from what you will. Shavikun, over and out. 1:58 p.m., 10th of December.